This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
808-1310 WIBA, and our phone lines are open. Money in Motion brought to you by Klaus Financial. The telephone number to get online with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Again, they come to us from Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website. It's klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or to get on the air this morning, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Malia, how are you doing today?
Very good. The birds are chirping, so we're all feeling good today.
It's pretty exciting. Eric, welcome back to the show. How have you been? Nope, I'm not here. We have connection issues with Eric's.
Oh, we seem to have lost him.
We will get. We'll reconnect with Eric.
Lost in space somewhere.
Yeah. In the ether. So we'll get connected with Eric in just a moment. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about this week. Really important conversation for folks about to turn 65 when it comes to Medicare. It's a really important conversation we're going to be having. One of the really cool things that goes on during this program is a lot of great information, a lot of great opportunities to get your questions answered. Also a great chance to win a prize this week. No exception. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Happy Treats, so you can get Cracker Barrel or Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Cheesecake Factory, and other restaurants. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, for the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program, so pay special close attention to the program. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about Medicare, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's question, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone for listening last week. We had a good conversation about Social Security, and so the question revolved around that. So when discussing Social Security, what does FRA stand for? So shout out, congratulations to our winner last week. Yvette from Madison correctly answered FRA equals full retirement age. So that's an important acronym that we kind of let everyone know. That is when you can collect your highest benefit is at your full retirement age. So if you don't know what that age is for you, according to Social Security, go to ssa.gov and put in your birthday and you can find out that information. So thanks for listening to last week's show.
I say this quite often, but many years ago, we did a show and you mentioned ssa.gov and I did it. And it is such a cool thing to get online and get that information. Again, very powerful website. So we have great websites, Klaus Financial. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Our telephone number, 442-5637. Eric, were you able to get reconnected? All right, we'll continue to work on that. And of course, as mentioned, we're going to be talking this week about Medicare. And for folks about to turn 65, Malia, I know it's an important conversation, which is understanding Medicare and all that goes into it.
Yeah. So again, people's ears don't quite perk up till they're, I mean, Sean's different because he's been listening for a long time, but really it's as we're approaching that great age of 65, we start thinking, okay, so I'm finally going to get to collect this health insurance, which is our national health insurance. And so again, people's ears perk up and say, okay, I know there's a lot to know, and there is a lot to know. It's always changing. So we like to give our first disclaimer here. Although we're insurance licensed, we don't work directly in the space. We just interact with clients and professionals who do every day. So this is just meant to be kind of your Medicare primer today, things that you need to be aware of. So let's start with a simple question for everyone. At what age does a person today qualify for Medicare coverage? And I already said that age 65 is the first time that an American can move on to the national healthcare plan known as Medicare. So we don't want that confused with your full Social Security retirement age, which is usually around 66 or 67. It's actually age 65 for Medicare. So if you're already receiving Social Security, you should know this. You'll automatically be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B without any additional application. So this is a big surprise to people. They're like, well, I never signed up for it. Well, if you're already receiving Social Security, you're actually going to be automatically signed up for it. However, you must still pay a premium for Part B coverage. You do have the option of turning it down, however. So you'll actually receive a Medicare card about 2 months before the age of 65. So it's something to be aware of. And then there's always this confusion because obviously all these words sound similar. And so there's the confusion is, I think I'm going to start Medicare, or is it Medicaid? And that's where the words sound so similar. It's confusing to people. So the distinction is that Medicare is the federal health insurance program I'm referring to. And that's for people age 65 and older, or younger disabled people, or even dialysis patients. Whereas Medicaid is the assistance program for low-income patients and their medical expenses. So just understand the distinction. What you're going to be signing up for, generally speaking, will be the Medicare once you hit 65.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, if you've got a question, got a couple of lines open for you, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And Malia, I know there's different parts of Medicare with different letters, and they all do different things, don't they?
Yeah, the whole alphabet, I think. So we've got Medicare Part A, and that's actually the hospital insurance side of things. Part A covers inpatient hospital stays, care in a skilled nursing facility, hospice care, and some home health care. And so this part is actually free. I mean, I don't think anything's really free, but it's considered free if either you or your spouse actually paid Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years or 40 quarters. So, I mean, you paid in advance for it. So that's the point. It's coming to you free once you hit that age 65. Now, for people who are not eligible for free Part A because they didn't pay into that Medicare payroll taxes, they'll actually have to pay a monthly premium up to, it could be as much as $499 each month in 2022. So that's pretty hefty. So you need to be aware of that. If you paid Medicare taxes for 30 to 39 quarters, the standard Part A premium's about $274 this year. So then we move on to Medicare Part B. So Medicare Part B is the medical insurance portion, and that covers doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and preventive services. And the the standard Part B premium is about $170 a month per person, or it could be higher depending on your income. So we run into this quite a bit for people that take extra income distributions from their retirement accounts. Obviously, when you take out those income distributions from your IRAs that you probably have in retirement, you have to realize that that increases your taxable situation, but it also can inflate your monthly Medicare premium, which is referred to as IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment is what IRMA is. So this is really important because we'll have clients who say, okay, I want to buy this new house in retirement, and I need to take out, say, $100,000 to do that. And 2 years later, they find out how much their Part B Medicare went up because they showed this higher distribution, which put them in a higher tax bracket. And so now that IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment, has just gone up quite a bit. And so what I just told you about $170 a month, now it could be as high as $578 per month. So those are things, that's why we encourage people with their Medicare supplements to seek out a professional in that space. Also work together with your financial advisor to make your path, because you don't want big surprises like that.
Yeah, surprises on a birthday? Good. Surprises in the mail, or surprises when it comes to your health care? Not so good. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, if you've got a question, we would absolutely love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We can get you on the air with Malia and Eric. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Eric and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 442-5637. Talking Medicare this morning. Talked a little bit with Malia about the different parts. One of the questions I think a lot of people wonder, and I think a lot of us wonder this, is what about the things that are not covered by Medicare? What do we do there?
Sure. So there's many items that Medicare insurance does not pay for. So in an effort to cover these gaps, this is where Medicare supplement insurance plans come into place. So we hear those as Medigap or MedSups. And these plans are offered by private insurance companies to help cover deductibles, co-payments, and other gaps. So some important things to know here is the initial enrollment period is a seven-month period, 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after your birthday. So it is important to understand the enrollment period. You don't have to qualify for the policies during that period of time. So there's no, you know, we don't have to worry about if we have any health challenges as long as you actually enroll during that time. The annual enrollment for Medicare is October 15th to December 7th. So this is when you can make changes from one plan to another every year. And oftentimes people will be on a plan for a year, kind of get their feet wet, so to speak, see what maybe additional needs they might have. And that might be the time that they will adjust to a different plan. So keep those dates in mind. So Medicare SUPs have plans A through N. And so those are offered through private companies. So you'll hear the names of Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, AARP, Mutual of Omaha, et cetera, et cetera. So what you have to understand is these plans are all the same. They have different policies, A through N, but it doesn't matter which private company it's offered through. Each plan still has to offer the same services. So they are priced differently. Their actual services, you know, customer service may be different. I've heard some people say, well, I signed up because they stopped by my house and they brought me a meal and I decided to sign up for them. Not necessarily the best way to figure out what's the right Medicare supplement for you, but there's lots of people out there selling these products. And you're going to need something to cover these gaps. So those in Medicare SUPs, they range in price anywhere from $150 to $350 per month. To help with those gaps. So the average is about $163. You can switch Medigap plans at any time, like we said, during the enrollment period. And what you really need to do is contact your local Medicare supplement provider to find out what would work best in your situation.
Really good information this morning from Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget to telephone number 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637 for Klaus Financial. What about pre-existing conditions, Malia? What do we know there?
Yes, so you can get Medicare with a pre-existing condition. You can enroll in original Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan. So that's important to understand. And with Medicare Advantage, you cannot enroll, though, in a plan if you have end-stage kidney disease. With Medicare supplement plans, if you don't sign up when you first become eligible, the insurer may impose a waiting period because your coverage takes effect for any pre-existing issues. So that's why that time period to actually get signed up is really crucial to make sure that you can come in with any pre-existing conditions.
Really important distinctions and nuances there, and things to definitely be aware of. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. The website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A. financial.com. And Eric, Malia was explaining to us a little bit earlier about the different parts to Part A, Part B of Medicare, and we got to Part B. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Part D and Part C as well of Medicare coverage.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. And sorry I wasn't on here earlier. I think my microphone knows I really shine in the second part of the segment here.
This is great.
Don't want me on. So Malia was talking about Part A and Part B. And, you know, when we're talking to clients, we generally tell them once you're on Medicare, you're generally getting the best insurance for many people that they've had for their whole life, mm-hmm. right? It's covering the most for the amount of premium they're paying. But in order to get to that situation, we need to make sure we're filling out all of the different aspects and making sure you're signed up for the right coverages. So Medicare Part D, this is your prescription drug coverage. So like Part B, this does have a monthly premium. Average monthly premium, it generally varies according to your needs. There's a lot more selection based on, you know, what drugs you take and things like that. But in addition to premium costs, you'll also be subject to co-payments, deductibles, other out-of-pocket costs. And also similar to Part B, if you have a higher income, you could pay a higher Part D premium. So this is going back to what Malia was saying earlier, talking about those IRMA, or income-related monthly adjustment amounts. So essentially, if your income is above a certain limit, you'll pay an extra amount in addition to your plan premiums. This is sometimes called the Part D IRMA. And you'll also have to pay this extra amount if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, which we'll talk about here in a second. But this doesn't affect everyone. We just tend to talk about it a lot with clients because it's a great planning concept to be aware of. Like Malia was saying, we don't want to be drawing money out of your retirement plan knowing a few years later it's going to increase your Part D and potentially Part B premiums.
Really important stuff this morning as we kind of break this area down. It's something, there's a lot of questions. Don't forget, as always, if you want to meet with the folks at Kloss Financial, they make it really easy to do. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. It's not going to cost you a thing for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Also, as you're listening this morning, you're probably going, okay, so what if I'm still working at age 65? We'll get the details on that, as well as the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner in your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Important conversation this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. There you can listen back to previous shows' podcasts. You can also get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email you receive. It's got a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available for you at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. So as we talk about Medicare this morning, I think for a lot of folks that are saying maybe they're still working or plan on working at the age of 65 and beyond, they wonder, well, what happens then? Do I have to go on Medicare? What's the information people need there?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. Before I dive into that, I wanted to just quickly touch on Medicare Advantage plans. This was something that would have been incorporated pretty well into the last question, so I'm just going to briefly cover that. It's sometimes called Medicare Part C, and this is a way for people to essentially bundle Parts A, B, and D, so all the letters we talked about before that. Essentially, they can get all of that coverage in one policy, and they can often get coverage for dental, vision, hearing, prescriptions, things like that. So these are really attractive to people because they're really simple, and they generally have lower premiums. The one thing we do tell people to remember is this isn't altogether different from, you know, choosing a high deductible plan versus a traditional plan at your workplace. So, you know, like a high deductible plan, for example, is going to have lower premiums, but you know, if you do have claims or you have expenses that need to be covered, you're generally going to be paying out of pocket for those. So, like Malia said earlier, this is why it's really important to talk with a professional about this and determine, you know, do you go the traditional Medicare supplement route, or do you maybe explore an Advantage plan? And that's going to depend on your general out of pocket costs and you know, your medical needs. So, working with a professional is generally the best route there.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and their number 442-5637. So what about those folks that are either currently going, they're about to turn 65, want to keep working, or plan on working?
Yeah, that's a really, really important topic. So whether or not you stay on your plan or you go on to Medicare, it largely depends on how large your employer is, or if you get your insurance through your spouse, how large their employer is. So we're going to break this into two parts. Let's start with the rules for if you work for an employer with 20 or more employees, so larger employers here. So as long as you have health insurance from an employer for which you or your spouse actively works, so we're going to come back to that in a second, actively works, after you turn 65, you have the right to delay enrolling in Medicare until your employment stops or your coverage stops, okay? So at that point, you're entitled to a special enrollment period of up to 8 months to sign up for Medicare without any late penalties. So I said we're going to come back to that term active employment. So this is either your active employment or your spouse's if you get insurance through them. So that is really, really key here. You cannot delay Medicare enrollment without a penalty if your coverage that you're getting from your employer is part of like a retiree benefit or COBRA, because these two do not count as active employment. So essentially, you have three choices if you're in the situation where you're actively working for your employer. You can, number one, you can accept the employer health plan and delay your Medicare enrollment. Number two, you can decline your employer coverage and rely wholly on Medicare. Or number three, you can have both your employer coverage and Medicare at the same time. Hmm. Now, the super important part of this and the main difference from smaller employers is that you as the employee have the right to make this decision. Your employer does not decide for you. If you enroll in both, if you take that third option, you enroll in both the employer plan and you have your Medicare Part B, in that situation, your employer plan is always primary. So the employer plan is going to settle your medical bills first, and Medicare only pays for those services that it covers, that the basically anything that's left over from the employer plan is going to be covered by Medicare. So unless your employer coverage is really poor, you'd probably be paying monthly premiums for Medicare with little or no benefit. Also, by signing up for Part B, while you still have your current employer coverage, you could be forfeiting your right to buy Medicare supplemental insurance, such as Medigap that Malia was just talking about, with full federal protections after this employment ends. So those protections prohibit insurance companies from refusing to sell you a Medigap policy or charge you a higher premium based on health or pre-existing medical conditions. So this is getting back to what Malia was talking about earlier as well.
Interesting. So, Eric, you talk about 20 or more. What about fewer than 20 employees?
Yeah, so with our smaller employers, the laws that prohibit large insurers from requiring or even persuading Medicare-eligible employees to drop their employer plan and sign up for Medicare, those do not apply to companies and organizations that employ fewer than 20 people. So remember earlier when I was saying you with an employer larger than 20 employees, you are the one who gets to make the decision of whether or not you stay on the plan, you go on to Medicare, or you have both. In this case, with smaller employers, the employer decides. So if the employer does require you to enroll in Medicare, then Medicare automatically becomes your primary insurance, and the employer plan provides secondary coverage. Okay. So in other words, Medicare settles your medical bills first, and the employer plan only covers services that it covers, but Medicare doesn't. So therefore, if you fail to sign up for Medicare when required, you'll essentially be left with no coverage. So we're really looking at basically the opposite of what we're talking about with those larger employers.
It's really important information to have, that is for sure. This morning, talking with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, they're here to help you if you ever have a question or you want to set up that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary to you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 442-5637. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Gave you that number. You want to hold on to it now as well because a chance to win a $25 gift card to Happy Treats with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card to Happy Treats. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week question is this. How old must you be in order to begin Medicare coverage? Is it 62 or 65? The telephone number, 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Happy Treats. And of course, that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 442-5637. Malia, Eric, it's always great talking with you. You guys enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.